huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hey, it's Rob. And I'm going to share with you in this episode some stuff from behind the scenes. I'm pulling back the curtain on content I've not shared before. And it's a way to generate leads for your business on free and organic social media platforms. And it's also a way to use free and organic social media platforms to then run ads without spending thousands on ads. So absolutely, 100%, you will want to start running ads as soon as you can. Why? Because ads are scalable, predictable, can force growth. Ads don't have reach restricted because you're paying for reach. Now, the downside of free and organic social media is the reach can get bombed overnight. So you can put all this content out there and not really reach anyone, and you can't control the growth. Now, I personally like to do both because the upside of free and organic social media is it's free and you don't have to pay £20 a reg or more, or £7 an opt-in or a lead or more. So the smart hack is to test content on free and organic. So free and organic is Instagram main feed, Instagram story, Instagram reel, Pinterest, you know, image quotes, and test whether you just write quotes or do image quotes, or it looks like a Twitter post, but you've posted it in Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn main feed or LinkedIn articles or Facebook Lives or Facebook, written posts in groups or on pages, SEO related articles. This is all free and organic. And what you do is you write a series of posts, and then the content that gets the best engagement, you're then going to turn it into an ad. And that means that you've saved a load of burning money testing ads because you've proven 50, even 80% of the conversion environment. Otherwise, you have to use paid ads to test if your paid ad is going to work. That's a little hack that most people don't know that I haven't shared in very many places. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you the three types of content that I've leveraged over the last, 12 years that's made me millions of pounds, that's generated leads, that's free and organic and doesn't look like an ad, but is an ad. And I've got three names for them. And by the way, do not share this content unless you want to be introduced to a nasty lawyer. Then share it on social media and I'll send my lawyer over to you. The reason I don't want you to share this is because if everyone knows this, it sort of ruins the efficacy. Look at me with the fancy words. The efficacy, the volition of it. So here we go. CBO, SBO, and PBS. CBO, SBO, and PBS. Now, by the way, everyone listening in on the podcast, I'm actually delivering this live to my Brand and Marketing Mastermind members. We've actually got 60 of us. Oh, well, 59. Someone's just buggered. Oh, 60. They're back. 60 people, you know, who pay thousands of pounds to be masterminded by me. So just so you know, you're getting some sexy content here that really is behind the curtain. Right. So CBO is content bridge offer. SBO is story bridge offer. And PBS is problem bridge solution. Content bridge offer, story bridge offer, problem bridge solution. So content bridge offer is starting your post with a sexy, interesting headline and some kind of tease or hook or claim, and then delivering content about that sexy hook or claim, escalating up good, better, best, and then the bridge links the content to your offer. I'm going to do a load of live demos. This could backfire on me, but I like doing live demos. Let's see if I've still got it. So let's say I created a post called The 5 Ways to Go Viral on Social Media. That would just be like, you know, quite a cool title. The 5 Ways to Go Viral on Social Media. Strategy number one is to create debate and argument and be Marmite and polarize your audience. Strategy number two is to interview someone who's already gone viral and reach and kidnap and leverage into their audience. Strategy number three is to ask for shares. I get 400% more shares when I ask for them. Strategy number four is to leverage ongoing trends, or do what I call is newsjacking, where when something is in the media or everyone is talking about it, you comment on it, but leverage it in to your brand and make it about your brand. Strategy number five to go viral is to do content repurposing and turn one piece into 20 or 30 pieces. If you'd like to know at least another 6 ways to go viral on social media and how to increase your reach and revenue, impact and income, join my social media summit at robmoore.com/social. And when you register for my social media summit, which is at the moment free, though I might charge people to join my rob.team club in the future, so get in while it's free. But when you register at robmoore.com/social, I will teach you 7 ways to generate revenue through social media. I will teach you 5 hacks to get exponential growth, and I'll teach you content repurposing 3.0. So register at robmoore.com/social. End of demo. By the way, that was just made up off the cuff. That is not a real link. Don't go there. That was just a demonstration. But the content was 5 ways to go viral. The bridge is, if you want to do this yourself and learn more, and then the offer is to join my web class. That is the example of a content bridge offer. And you could do that, by the way, as a written, I did this when I launched Life Leverage, and I had 850 people register for my Life Leverage Summit in one post in Facebook, in a Facebook group, the Progressive Property Community. You could do this for a written post. You could do this on a Facebook Live, on an Instagram Live, on a podcast episode. You normally want to do 3 to 5 sexy benefits and 2 to 3 calls to action for the link. If it's on a written post, 1 to 2. But you've got to be careful when you do a written post. If you put a link in the main post, your reach might be restricted, just as a little tip there. This could be a pre-record. This could be a story. Now, by the way, you could do that in 30 seconds, or you could do that in, shall I try it? I said to myself when I delivered this content, I'm not going to do a load of scripts. I've got a load of pre-written scripts. I could read them out and sound clever. I'm actually just going to do them all as demos live, just to challenge myself, see if Rob still got it. But I have actually taken, I think, our best 20 content bridge offers and story bridge offers, and I've documented them all and I've put them in a document. Everyone on Brand and Marketing Mastermind, you listening right now, I'm going to give you those for free. Just keep liking to bring free content. If you're listening on the podcast, stay with me. I might be able to get them to you somehow. Can I just say, though, when you download the document of the Story Bridge offers and the Content Bridge offers, bear this in mind. Number one, these are relevant to my niches, not yours. Number two, they're in different subjects on purpose. I wanted to give you a variety, some in property, some in podcasting, some in social media. Number three, some of them were 2 months old and some of them are 10 years old. On purpose, I wanted to give you a good variety. Number four, do not copy and paste them. Do not rip them off. Again, unless you want a bloody good lawyer's contact details. It will make no sense. What you do is you model the strategy and you use your own content. So don't copy paste them. Use them to create your own. But no, whatever product or service you've got, you can use the the lead-in, the architecture of it, the system. You could even borrow little bits and bobs, but make sure it's at least 50% unique. That's for your benefit as well as mine, but I will be upset if you just copy-paste them. And I won't carry on giving away scripted stuff if people do. It won't make any sense to you anyway. Some people go, oh, that's Rob's content. So actually, it might be good for me, but just don't do it. Right, I'm gonna challenge myself to do it in 30 seconds or a minute. Here are 6 ways to go viral. Create debate and Marmite content. Interview someone who's got a big audience. 3, ask for shares, because I get 400% more virality when I ask for shares. 4 is leverage trends and newsjack what everyone's talking about. And 5, do content repurposing and turn one piece into 20. And if you'd love to learn my 12 best ways to generate multiple streams of income on social media and how to content repurpose 3.0, turning one piece into 20 or 30 or 40, go to robmore.com/social right now. That's robmore.com/social. All right, that might have been a bit more than 30 seconds. It might have been nearly a minute, but there you go. So you could do it in a story form, a minute form, or you could do it. I could do that in a 15-minute form by teaching it on a video. So that, my friends, is a content bridge offer. And I've used the demo of 6 ways to go viral. Okay, let's do another one. Gamble. So I believe there are 3 types of work-related tasks. 1, impact tasks. 2, income tasks. And 3, admin tasks. And your goal is to do less and less admin tasks and then more and more income tasks as you start and scale your business. And then as you get bigger over time and you really scale and you let go to grow and you step back, your goal is actually to do less than 10% admin tasks, less than 50% income tasks, so you can do minimum 50% impact tasks. Admin tasks cost you time and money. Income tasks make you money today, but impact tasks make you money for tomorrow and for the future. And if you'd like to learn how to make more income and more impact, make sure you join my Business Accelerator program. So if you go to robmore.com/BAM, BAM, Business Accelerator Mastermind, register right now, because I'm not always going to be giving this away for free. There'll be no recordings and no replays. It's in a few days. robmore.com/BAM. I will teach you the 3 ways to focus on impact tasks so you grow your business the most on about 20% of your workday. I will teach you your top 5 income tasks so the remaining 80 or 70 of the 80% of your time you're focused on income, so that you can reduce your admin tasks down from maybe 80% down to 10%. So go to robmore.com/BAM right now. So don't go to robmore.com/BAM. I just made it up. I just made completely up the bridge in the offer. But you can see the content was impact, income, and admin tasks. And the bridge is the link between content and offer. And the better the link is between content and offer, i.e. the more relevant the content is to the offer, the more registrations you'll get. Now, I'll tell you what's really great about this. 1 is you'll probably get more signups than an ad. 2 is people will sign up, but they'll go, that was good content. And 3 is you'll get good quality leads, because it wasn't stop, ad, opt in, now. You know, a lot of ads are stop, interrupt, opt in. And they're trying to force you really quickly. But giving a bit of content builds a bit of rapport. So by the time they've registered for your web class or joined your Rob.team team, your subscription platform, or subscribed to your podcast, there's a bit of rapport there through the content. What I find is the longer and better the content, the better quality the lead, but the lower the volume. So there's probably an optimum, and you'd want to test it. It might be 400 words, 800 words, 1200 words. It might be 3 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, depending. It completely depends on the social media platform. But you could do a 1-minute version, a 3-minute version, and a 10-minute version. And then you've got that for stories, TikToks, Instagram reels. You can do them live. You've got them for Facebook videos, YouTube videos. You've got them for LinkedIn videos. You edit, you get it transcribed, and then you've got written for LinkedIn and Facebook pages and SEO, you name it. So what are good things to offer in your Content Bridge offer? Registrations for webinars and Zooms, really good thing to offer. Opt-ins to your email database into a nurture sequence, really good things to offer. Subscribing to your podcast or your YouTube channel or some other channel that you're prolific on or you want to grow, really good thing to offer. A £10,000 mastermind, probably not a good thing to offer unless they've got a lot of rapport with you already and that's their final touch point. But you could do to application or consultation call, you could do free 15 or 30 minute consultation and then you could sell them your mastermind at the end of that. That would be a good thing to offer. Buying your book or your audiobook, that would be a good thing to offer. So there's so many things that work. Most of them are, you know, what we call nearer the top of the funnel. Okay, right. So a StoryBridge offer is exactly the same, but you tell a story rather than give content. So title, The Worst Day of My Life That Turned Out to Be the Best. On December the 15th, 2005, my dad had a huge nervous breakdown in his pub. He got arrested by the police. He got beaten up by the police. He got sectioned by the police. And he got diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He was in his early 50s. This happened in his pub in front of all of his best customers. And my mum, my sister, and myself watched it at the front of the pub. My mum crying her eyes out, my sister crying her eyes out, and me stood there frozen and like too weak to do anything. And in that moment and that week after, I beat myself up all day, every day of how much of a loser I'd been, how complacent, arrogant, distant, how I'd, you know, taken money off my dad for 20 years to go to private school and go to university. And he bought my first car and he bought my first house. And I always wanted to be an entrepreneur just like my dad, but I was too comfortable. I was actually hurt and wouldn't take advice from anyone. And this all compounded on December the 15th, when my dad had basically worked himself into the ground for 35 years straight, no day off. He'd work 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. most days. And the worst part about that was that December the 15th is my dad's birthday. And that was the worst day of my life. But it was also the best day of my life. Thankfully, he's still here. He's still very ill, but he's still here. But that made me change everything. And I went to a property networking event. The first one I ever met, I met my business partner, Mark Homer. Fast forward to now, and we have 990 units that we own, co-own and manage across our three property development companies. And we have a property development, property management, and property ownership company. And we have 990 units that we own or co-own or manage. And I've written 18 books, got 2 public speaking world records. We've done more than $150 million in dollars of revenue, so about £120 million in just training and information. We won Property Training and Company of the Year 2017. We won Business of the Year 2016. I have a foundation. I've raised more than 7 figures to help young and underprivileged people start meaningful businesses that change the world. And none of that compares to retiring my dad just 18 months or so after he had his nervous breakdown, buying him a house, buying him a car, and him never needing money again. That is the greatest thing I've ever achieved in my life. And to celebrate the 15-year anniversary of that, I would love to invite you to a special one-off Property Revolution Summit where we will teach you how to start and scale your property business with no money, just like I did, because I raised money from Mark and Mark's mum and Mark's stepdad, none of my own money. I will teach you the strategies and tactics that took me from 0 to 990 units. And I will teach you the mindset and the motivation to get yourself started and not be the complacent, arrogant loser that I was that had been given everything but had achieved nothing. And one of the reasons why I'm going to give you a free ticket is because I want to give back with what happened to me on December the 15th, 2005. I only ever offer this on December the 15th every year to commemorate this and just to keep me humble and remembering that life is short, but I've got property to, I'm so grateful that what property has done for me. And if it weren't for property, I'd still be skint, 50 grand in consumer debt, cocky, complacent, arrogant. And property has not only made me financially free, it's made my family and probably my future generations and Mark's family And now we've helped thousands of people in the progressive property community also gain financial freedom and independence from property. And were it not for December the 15th, 2005, I wouldn't even be here and I wouldn't even be doing it. So if you've had any challenges in your life, any issues, then you can probably relate to what I've said and make sure you book on the Property Revolution Summit. Well, I will give you everything I know, inspired and motivated by what happened to my dad, and I'll take you on the same journey so you don't have to have an event like that happen to you before you take control of your life. Let me help you. Go to propertyrevolutionsummit.com and grab a ticket today. And I'm off now to go and celebrate my dad's 70th birthday, 15 years after what happened to him on December the 15th. Really appreciate you. Go to propertyrevolutionsummit.com now. So that's an example of a Storybridge offer where I use a story. And again, I just did it ad lib. So if I tightened it up two or three times, it might be better. I've used that a few times, by the way, on dad's, but that's a true story, what happened. And from time to time, I'll use that as a way to give back or as a way to motivate people. So I'll be like, oh, Rob, you know, you can't use that as a way to promote. Yes, you can. Why can't you? Why can't you? There's so many people that consume all my free content and do nothing. And then when I tell them about my story about my dad, they get on a plane from a country in Europe and come to Peterborough to come to our summits because it finally gets them off their arse. So, you know, stories that have emotion and a journey and motivation are probably better than your content bridge offers, actually. And you can do that on an anniversary, a birthday, a commemorative event, or anything that really motivated and started you off. And I've got a few of those origin stories that I'll use. That's called a story bridge offer. And the great thing about content bridge offer and story bridge offer is if your bridge is good, you can chop and change them and use different stories and content to bridge into the same or different web classes, events, etc. Now, every year there's an anniversary of something. Every year there's a birthday of something. Every year there's an on this day in. On this day in 1452. So it's only your creativity that limits your ability to do this. Okay, and then the final one, PBS, is Problem Bridge Solution. So a Problem Bridge Solution is a very similar model, but you're creating the problem and then bridging into your solution. So, right, let's have a demonstration. Gamble again. Completely off the cuff, no script. Everybody wants an outsourcer or a VA off of Fiverr or Upwork, but the problem is most people don't actually know how to do it. Most people end up getting someone who can't speak the language or doesn't do the job or they don't know how to find the right people. So in theory, outsourcing is brilliant. Get everyone else to do all your work so you can chill on a beach. But the problem is, one, you probably don't know how to find the good ones and weed out the shit ones. You probably don't know how to create a great job description. You probably don't know the good websites from the bad websites. You've probably never done it before. You probably don't know the interview questions to weed them out. You're probably too busy to onboard them and find the right ones. But there are four most important questions you want to ask when thinking about outsourcing. Number one, who's better at outsourcing than you? Number two, who's faster at outsourcing than you? Number three, who's cheaper at the job than you? And number four, who enjoys it more? So if you've got a job or a task and you ask who is better at it, who is faster at it, who is cheaper at it, and who enjoys it more, you are moving some way towards outsourcing and delegating effectively. But if you'd like to find the perfect VA, at the perfect price, you'd like to outsource your social media, your admin, your minutiae. You'd like to delegate 90% of the admin crap that you hate. Join my outsourcing masterclass at robmore.com/biatch. And at robmore.com/biatch, I will teach you how to find your very own biatch for £2 a week. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. But that was I haven't even got an outsourcing course, for goodness sake. But so what I did in the content there was I built the problem and then you bridge into the solution. And by the way, problem bridge solution, that is probably the best way to get people registered for your events, buying your stuff, buying your books, coming on your courses, buying your products and services. Probably the best way because of the climate and the economy that we're in and the fact that everyone is overwhelmed. So we've got content bridge offer, story bridge offer, problem bridge solution. Right, I tested myself there. I gave you three off-the-cuff demos. If you're listening to the podcast, thanks for tuning in. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to get my 20 best content bridge offer, StoryBridge offer and ProblemBridge solutions. I'm going to get the exact scripts that have generated me millions of pounds and generated thousands of leads. One of them generated 850 bookings to an event in one post. And I'm going to upload it to the rob.team platform. And I'm going to give it to you completely for free if you go now. So if you're listening to the podcast right now, stop what you're doing, whatever you're doing, and go to rob.team. And when you go to rob.team, as well as all the other benefits of being on the rob.team program, like the 6.5-hour omnipresence and content repurposing masterclass, this my 6-stage 7-figure launch course, I'm also going to have a document. It'll be unbranded and you mustn't share it with anyone. Literally just gone through social media posts over the last decade and picked out the best and copy and paste them into a document. I'll give it to you completely for free if you go right now to rob.team. So thanks for tuning in. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And I'll see you at rob.team and you can grab all of that content. Content Bridge offer, Story Bridge offer, and Problem Bridge solution completely for free. Don't rip it off because I know where you live.